Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
From the great outdoors, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, December 30th. Carnival Panorama had to shorten its call in Cabo San Lucas on Thursday as the ship experienced more engine problems. On Wednesday, the captain announced that an issue with the engine was affecting Panorama's maximum cruising speed, so the ship would have to depart Cabo earlier than planned to make it back to Long Beach on time. Carnival Panorama is currently operating a Christmas voyage that departed on Christmas Eve. Other ports of call have included Mazatlan and Puerto Vallarta. The ship is scheduled to arrive back into Long Beach tomorrow. This isn't the first time that Carnival Panorama has had issues. In August of last year, the ship experienced a similar engine problem with a similar itinerary. And the maiden voyage of P&O Cruises' newest ship, Arvia, isn't quite living up to expectations. The megaship was just delivered to P&O on December 16th and departed on its inaugural voyage on December 23rd from Southampton, England. But according to reports from the BBC, passengers have been dealing with issues on board, including awful Wi-Fi connections, leaking washing machines, and having to wait hours for their Christmas dinner. A P&O spokesperson said, quote, "We are so sorry for those impacted by the IT and connectivity issues aboard Arvia's current cruise, which caused dining issues and restaurant delays for a proportion of guests on Christmas Day. The service was certainly not up to our usual high standards, and we wholeheartedly apologize." The maiden voyage is scheduled to end on January 6th. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 5.4%, 8.08%. Royal Caribbean up 3.8%, 49.80%, and Norwegian up 2.7%, 12.47%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. One last time here in Nashville, Tennessee for Cruise News Today. I'm Doug Parker. Guys, come on and bring it in. Let's have a celebratory last show. Cheers here. Cheers, 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 cheers. And cheers to you at home. Thank you so much for being here throughout the year. I look forward to seeing you in 2023.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.